Our producer for this segment, John Binley, has told me a lot of great things about Alyssa Hanke, and I've enjoyed hearing her warm up. We'll have her open up with a song, and then you and I will both get to know her a little bit. Here is Alyssa Hanke. Alyssa Hanke, somebody already wrote and said, I like how she sounds. I have a place I would like to recommend that she go and play sometime. So that's terrific.
Yeah, that's awesome.
What was the name of the song you just played?
That song's called Black Cadillac.
And tell me a little bit about yourself and how you got from wherever you'd like to start to hear.
Yeah, I kind of live out in the Indiana area, which is where your program reaches.
Yeah, we have that family
and,
up there.
I got started playing in high school, writing some songs, and then I got into IUP, and that's really where I got kind of a little bit of a following there as a songwriter. And I've really just been working hard at that and playing as many places as I can. You know, writing as many songs as I can.
Did you grow up in the Indiana area as well?
Yeah, I'm from Rural Valley, which is near Katanning.
Sure.
Yeah.
And then in terms of studying at IUP, what did you study?
I studied art. I focused in graphic design, and I also took a lot of fine art classes like painting and drawing. And that's another thing I'm passionate about, too.
Yeah, they're good in just about every area, but they have really great music and art departments there too.
Yeah, for sure.
Your guitar is amazing. It's I think 3/4 size.
Yep.
A Taylor, and I at first thought they were inked, but you've got as I look at it more, really intricate wood-burned carvings, I guess is the right word, mm-hmm. on them. Can you talk a little bit about how this came about?
Yeah, I was thinking about, you know, folk music, and I was listening to Woody Guthrie a lot and reading about him, and I just thought that folk music is really prevalent in America, so it's kind of like an American map of, like, all the landmarks, and you go, you know, New England the whole way around to the Northwest, so.
Yeah, oh, you've got Mount Rushmore there, I think.
Yeah, and in the back I got a Woody Guthrie quote.
Ah, this machine kills fascists, and yeah. We ought to put the strings on that side of the guitar right now.
yeah, it's crazy times.
Yeah, and Woody Guthrie is definitely, if you listen to a lot of his music,
yeah,
he's an amazing man.
For sure.
I want to learn more about you, but I have a feeling there's a lot of people saying, let's hear another song. I know I
for
feel
sure,
like
yeah.
that. What would you like to play next?
This song, I'll do, it's called Soldiers and Gypsies.
Rain's been coming down since I don't know when. Yeah, the letters you send don't have no return address. With this gun in my hand, I shoot down the other man. Ah, but you don't know, no, you don't know. Yeah, you wrote to me, saying your room is free. It's hard for me to know that you got me, but I don't have you. How do I raise you when there's no return address? Yeah, I lost sight of you somewhere along the way. Oh, but now I see I can no longer be. Yeah, I guess that's why soldiers can't love gypsies. The sun's been shining since I left Michigan. I've been smoking and talking to forget where you. I fill my days with protest and new faces. Oh, but you don't know, no, you don't know. And all this love is lost its power. Boys and blood to rain down on my precious flowers. How do I reach you when you're as good as dim? Yeah, I lost sight of you somewhere along the way. Oh, but now I see I can no longer be. Yeah, I guess that's why soldiers can't love gypsies. Yeah, take me back. Take me back home. Take me back before it all started. And you can run away, run away with me. But those days can no longer be. How do I reach you? as good as dim. You lost sight of you somewhere along the way. Oh, but now I see what can no longer be. Yeah, I guess that's why soldiers can't love gypsies. Yeah, I guess that's why soldiers can't love gypsies.
It's Alyssa Hanke at the Saturday Light Brigade. Is that one yours?
Yes, it is.
And the first one as well?
Yeah.
You're a good songwriter.
Oh, thank you.
And I see you've got a CD in front of you.
Yeah, the first song you heard was on my CD. It's called Shadowlands, if you want to take a look at it.
Thank you. And I get a chance to take a look at it. Oh, this looks like a great release. Is this your first?
Yeah, that's my first studio album. I had a few CDs that I made on my own that were just kind of homemade demos, you know.
Did you do all the photography?
I did, yeah.
This is beautifully designed.
Thank you.
I get to see lots and lots and lots of CDs, and you've really done a nice job on this. And I've just put up a picture of Alyssa here in our studios on our Facebook page. And I've also linked to her Facebook page, which will give you information about the album. Where else do you have your albums available?
It's online, iTunes, all that whole shebang there.
All the places, wherever you go.
Yeah, I have a few copies, the physical copies on me left.
Great. Gosh, what a great, what's that a picture of
on
the front?
That's Johnstown, yeah.
I thought so.
Yeah, it's... the overlook there up in...
Yeah, when you're up on top of the incline. Yeah, Westmont.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a really great picture. So did you immediately... Like, did you know folk music growing up as a kid?
I grew up on country music.
Okay.
You know, it's kind of a similar writing style and kind of standpoint, you know.
So how did you discover Woody Guthrie? I'm not sure I could answer that question.
Yeah.
But...
I think through Bruce Springsteen, he was really influenced by him, and he covered a lot of his songs live, and he mentioned a book about Woody Guthrie's life.
Bound for Glory, maybe?
It's called A Life, Woody Guthrie.
Oh, yeah, that's a great
Joe
book.
Klein, yeah.
I've got it sitting back on my desk.
Yeah, I'm actually still reading it. But yeah, that's kind of how I got into it, just through other artists, you know. Got into him, yeah.
There's a neat book that I read a few months ago, and I've read quite a bit about Woody Guthrie. Mm-hmm. This book was written from the perspective of This Land Is Your Land.
Oh.
And it was sort of a biography of the song and all the things that were happening in the world when he first thought about the song, which was right after Kate Smith. I don't know if you know the story. She wrote she had a hit with God Bless America, Irving Berlin. And this was his response, which was going to be God Bless America for you and me. And it eventually became This Land Was Made for You and Me. But it goes through the whole history of that song, including the fact that at one point he put it away and was never going to do anything with it. And then it was almost accidental that it resurfaced. And thank goodness it did. His life is really interesting. So once you heard him, did that cause you to want to emulate, isn't probably the right word, but to sort of stretch out a little bit musically?
Yeah, I think it kind of gives you a more of a social voice, you know, maybe political voice, you know. It makes you more aware of what's going on, I think.
Conscious, right?
Yeah,
very deliberate. And I can tell that in the way you're playing and singing and also in the words to your songs, trying to use music for the greater good.
For sure, yeah.
Are you playing out much?
Yeah, I have some gigs lined up, quite a few in Indiana, and I'm playing the James Street Gastro Pub March 1st. Those are the ones I could think of on the top of my head. I actually just booked a show in New York City that I'm really excited about in June.
That's so great. Where are you going to be playing?
It's called Savannah. It's in Harlem.
Excellent.
It's a little kind of hipster cafe, I think.
And I'm trying to think. March 8th, I think, is a Thursday at James Street. If my memory is right, I think that's...
March 1st.
Or March 1st.
Yeah, it's Wednesday, I believe.
Let me double check that. Because I just want to be sure people know. Yeah, Wednesday. So that could be a great night.
Yeah.
For folks to come out and hear you.
For sure, yeah.
And a great environment to play in, too. I don't know if you've been in there.
Yeah, I was in the songwriting contest. DeSecchi's. I played my first round there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, great. Well, playing right now for us, Alyssa Hanke. It's terrific to have her here. I'm hoping we can do, you can do maybe three more songs.
Oh, for sure,
if that works for you. I want to be sure we don't have too many. What do you want to do? Or too many, I mean, to wear you out.
Yeah,
we could have, I could listen to you all day. What would you like to do next?
Do you want me to do, I could do a Woody Guthrie song for you.
Oh, that'd be fun. Sure.
I didn't know what your policy was on covers.
We have no policies
okay.
on anything. There's not a single policy.
Cool. All right.
Well, I rode that ribbon highway. I saw above me the endless skyway, and down below me the golden valley. Yeah, this land was made for you and me. Well, I roamed and rambled, followed my footsteps through the sparkling sands of the diamond deserts. And all around me, a voice was calling, said this land was made for you and me. Well, this land is your land, this land is my land, from California to the New York Island, from the redwood forest to the Gulf Stream of water. Yeah, this land was made for you and me. Well, the sun came shining and I was strolling. Yeah, the wheat fields were waving and the dust cloud rolling, and the fog was lifting, and I was singing. Yeah, this land was made for you and me. Well, this land is your land, this land is my land, from California to the New York Island, from the redwood forest to the Gulf Stream of water. Yeah, this land was made for you and me. Yeah, this land was made for you and me.
It's a nice rendition of that song. You know, most kids, did you learn that song in grade school? When I was growing up, that was in a grade school songbook, and it's one of the easiest songs to sing.
Yeah.
And part of that biography written from the perspective of the song talks about how it became so well known because somebody had made the serendipitous choice of including the song in a songbook that ended up going to a lot of grade schools all across the country. It's kind of interesting when you look at how random all these things can be.
For sure.
How did you come to play the three-quarter guitar? I mean, it fits you well.
Yeah.
But a lot of folks would still play something bigger.
I have a Gibson, a really old Gibson hollow body that I played on, and it was just really big and clunky, and so I wanted to find something that, like you said, fit me. And so I went to pianos and stuff in Blahnox there, and it just, I love the way it sounded, and it just fit me. And
that's great. Did you get it new? Or
I did, yeah.
It's nice because it looks nice and worn.
Yeah, and then, you know, this was all blank, and I just saw it as like a blank canvas, you know, to have fun with. So yeah. Just to kind of make it my own, you know.
Are you still adding to it?
I don't know. I might. I don't want to go overboard.
No, there's a lot to go. Although you just played, you know, a song from Woody. When did you start writing songs, and what's it like for you? Do they come pretty easily? Or?
I started writing when I was 16, I think, and I think it took me a lot of time before I could really get in a groove of writing. You know, you have to kind of find your way. And I remember, like, coming home from school every day and, like, playing for 4 hours. And I think doing that, you just searching for your way of writing. And then I think when I got to college, that's when I really it started to get a little bit easier for me, and I started to kind of find my voice.
Did you live at IUP?
Yeah.
When you went, because you're probably close enough to commute.
Yeah, I drove my first 2 years back and forth, and then I lived there my last 2 years.
Yeah, it's, you know, getting comfortable in your own skin.
Yeah,
and
for sure.
Having a chance. I've learned in writing sometimes to not get, especially if I'm on a deadline, to sort of trust the process and know that, you know what, it might not come to be until 6 hours before it's due. And it usually does.
Yeah.
But it takes a while for most people. It's not a factory. You know, it takes a while for it to come to come through. You mentioned going to New York. Have you had a chance to tour at all?
Yeah, I did in the fall of this past year. Friends of mine, we played out in New Jersey and Reading, Pennsylvania, and then we were in upstate New York near Woodstock, like the town of Woodstock, called Phoenicia is where we played at. And, really cool places, you know.
I'll bet. How'd it go? I mean, did you like
that? It was good, yeah. We all learned a lot, you know. It was our first tour, so it was kind of, you know, trial and error type of situation. We did some house shows, and then the one in New York was an art gallery we played at, so it was a variety of different places.
It sounds good. Alyssa Hanke is who you are listening to right now. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. Thank you for being here along with us. You have a young fan that just is waving to you from beyond the glass of the Children's Museum. So you're going to inoculate him with acoustic guitars, and you know he'll love it forevermore. A good inoculation.
Yeah, that's true.
I realized after I said that you're gonna plant a seed. That's a better way to look at
it. That's good. Yeah.
What would you like to do next?
I'll play a song off my album. It's called "The Father of Rock and Roll."
Shadow on the street. He's 6'4" and wears a black suit. He says tall, dark, and handsome, baby, with eyes pale blue. He's looking for a little corruption, seduction on the street. He don't got no fear, he don't got no regrets. He just smokes them left-hand cigarettes. And I say, dark Cadillac, I watch your doors open slow. And now comes the father of a rock and roll. I say, smooth like a snake, he's gonna slither all around now. Say the devil's taking the bait downtown. Thirsty for more. Don't you hear him knocking? There's a wolf outside. in all them nightclubs, in them dark alleyways. Yeah, he's looking for you, he's looking for me, he's looking for his prey. He's gonna make you all weak at the knees. His aim moves like thunder and his kisses are sweet. And I say, dark Cadillac, I wish your doors open slow. And now comes the father of a rock and roll. Say, smooth like a snake, he's gonna pull your skirt on down now. Say, the devil's taking the bait downtown. Yeah, the devil's taking the bait downtown. Yeah, he's mean you're down at them crossroads. Yeah, he's mean you're down at them crossroads. And I say, fall on down, yeah, to your knees. Yeah, close your eyes and feel the beat. And I say, fall on down, yeah, to your knees. Yeah, close your eyes and feel the beat. And I say, dark Cadillac, I wish your doors open slow. And now comes the father of a rock and roll. Say, smooth like a snake, he's gonna slither all around our home. Say, the devil's taking the bait downtown. Yeah, the devil's taking the bait downtown. And I say, break it down.
Alyssa Hanke, you've got a young fan who's now clapping and giving you a thumbs up. And Alyssa is going to be performing March 1st at James Street Gastropub Wednesday. Is that the next gig lined up locally?
As far as I know, yeah. They kind of just pop up here and there. I'll book some, like, you know, and I don't plan on it. They just kind of, somebody text me, do you want to play the show? And it happens like that, you know.
Well, that's good. Yeah. That's serendipity factor we were talking about before. Hello to Linda, who sent a note saying how much she enjoyed hearing the Woody Guthrie song, The Way That You Did It,
cool.
In particular, which you did make your own, but I'm not surprised. How did you develop your style of singing? Did that just sort of emerge? You've got a really distinctive voice. And a great voice.
I don't know. As you sing, you kind of work into something. And I don't know. It just kind of came natural. You know, I knew, like, when I was in high school that I wasn't a soprano singer.
Yeah.
You know? But it's just like songwriting. You find your voice and how it molds into the songwriting, I guess. I don't really know.
Was it hard for you to sing and play at the same time at the beginning?
At first, yeah. Yeah, it was kind of difficult. It's like, you know, multitasking. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's amazing the way you're combining your art. It's all art, really. But
yeah,
it's
for sure.
Your music, art, everything you're doing is terrific. We have time for one or two more, and that's your choice.
Okay.
I don't want to, I'd love it if you could do two, but that's up to you. And again, I encourage, is there a website up for you? I linked to the Facebook page.
Yeah, it's alyssahanke.com.
That's easy. Alyssa, A-L-Y-S-S-A, Hanke with an E in it, .com.
Yep.
And you can find her there. What would you like to do next?
You know, I'll play a new song for you.
Great.
It's called Remington John.
Charlie's in the trees and he's up to no good. There's always something hiding in the deep dark woods. The deep dark woods. Remington John's what they named me. Born in the heat of 1950. Raised in a time of the raging youth. Fighting hard for the big bad truth. It was a hard fight for the civil rights. In a world seen in black and white. And they say, boys, you better take your stand. You better fight real hard for this here land. But no one seems to sending me away someplace called Saigon. And they say Charlie's in the trees and he's up to no good. There's always something hiding in the deep dark woods, the deep dark woods. Well, some shrapnel tore my leg apart. I came back home with a purple heart. I got me a house on a GI Bill, but it's back to the factory, no time to heal. And them actors on the screen are all phonies and fakes. I got me the blues and I got me the shakes. Them kids on the corner point and watch me fall. They think I'll go in postal, think I'll shoot them all. Charlie's in the trees and he's up to no good. There's always something hiding in the deep dark woods, the deep dark woods. Well, they close down the factory and they shut down the plant, and they send my job to Vietnam. I guess that's what you call irony, but I think it's a little closer to tragedy. So I got me a dog in a place in the woods, just keeping to myself just like I should. And they'll lay me down in them fields at dawn, and they say here lies Remington John. And there's Charlie's in the trees and he's up to no good. There's always something hiding in the deep dark woods, the deep dark woods. Yeah, there's always something hiding in the deep dark woods, yeah, the deep dark woods.
Hmm. Nice song, Alyssa.
Thank you.
Hanke, you're pretty prolific. It's great to listen to the words of what you're doing and just to listen to you play. AlyssaHanke.com is
yes.
the website, and we've also linked to her page. It's easy enough to find on your own, too, on Facebook, Alyssa Hanke. And thank you for being here. Is there anything? Oh, the new album we should
yes.
mention again. It's called Shadowlands. It's a beautiful album. I'd buy it just for the photography, but it's the music I know is good too. And I can tell, not that I like to judge a book by its cover, but I can tell this is recorded in a really respectful way. I have a feeling, right? You've done this pretty acoustically.
Yeah.
David Marley is with you.
Did a great job on it.
But it's just the two of you, right?
We put it together. Yeah.
Sounds great. Thanks for being here. Is there anything else you'd like to mention at all?
I don't think so.
Great.
I think we covered it all, yeah.
Yeah, great. And we'd love to have you do one more.
For sure,
if you
yeah.
can.
Yeah.
What would you like to close up with?
This is a song called
1968. You were warming up with this a little bit, I think.
The last one, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I was looking forward to hearing this.
Cool. Yeah.
All the flower children waiting down on the edge of town, and they're headed for San Francisco on a greyhound. And all Bobby got is draft card in the mail, and he's headed for basic in the fall. And all them corner boys sold their leather, Montreal. Well, this old town's been crying out and it's been closing in. I don't got much here except bitterness. Yeah, there's a war outside and there's a war on TV, and that bus is leaving soon for that march down in D.C. So I want to join the war, but join the parade. The storm's been a-brewing, so welcome to 68. And I say, go on, Bobby, and join that jungle brigade. Yeah, there's boys dying on the field, screaming their mother's name. And I hear Montreal is nice as time of year. You just keep your head on down and stay in the clear. And they say, go on west, now young man. Won't you go on to California to meet sweet the promised land. It's peace and it's love, yeah, it's rifles and grenades. Yeah, this world's on fire, so welcome to 68. Yeah, I'm calling you to say I'm headed to Monterey. And I hear Montreal is one cold place. And our papa died at Quezon when they shot down his plane. Say goodbye to what you knew and say hello to 68. Yeah.
Alyssa Hanke, thank you for being here with us
today. Thanks for having me.